Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right side, that ball's crushed. Deep to right field. Hernandez doesn't even move. It is long gone. It's off the roof of the pavilion in right field. Kyle Schwarber, his first postseason home run of the year. It's his 22nd of his career. And with a lightning strike, the Phillies tie it up at one.
Yeah, that was a lightning strike. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio. I believe T-Mac, because, you know, during the postseason, T-Mac will rotate in with Scott, yeah, right, during the radio broadcast, because obviously there's no more local TV broadcasts. I believe T-Mac was on the call for the shot that Schwarber hit off of Yu Darvish in 22 in San Diego.
Yeah, the one that, like, 488 feet.
Yes, I think Schwarber holds his best playoff moments in terms of distance, you know, the long ball home runs for T-Mac. Now, by the way, that StatCast told me that one was 455.
Seem like it's longer than that.
Should we believe StatCast?
Yeah. What's the distance between home plate and the back of the stadium?
If it has to be more than 455, that
you
was
would think,
an enormous home run. I mean, here it was.
It seemed like it was in the air forever.
It was.
If you hear the call on television, it just sounded like Jeff Francoeur
and Brian Anderson
didn't have a whole lot to, like, it was in the air so long they were just looking for stuff to say, because it was like it just seemed like it was in the air forever.
It was an incredible home run. How about this? I saw this morning, 455 plus foot home runs in the postseason over the last 4 years. There's been three of them hit by Kyle Schwarber. He's the only guy to hit the ball this far in the last 4 years of the postseason. He's done it three times. And it wasn't just that he hit it. It tied the game. And I thought it ignited the whole team. Like, we said it yesterday. They need a home run. They need a home run early in the game just to get the zero off the board, to get them. And then, it felt like from there, the offense got going. It was like that woke them up.
They needed their big dogs to do big dog things. Yeah. And they did it. Like, that shot that he hit, man, when you look at his face, it was time to go to work.
Mm.
And I think everybody kind of felt that way. That's what it was. And he came up and he did it again. That's what you needed, man. And after a while, it started to feel like the Dodgers knew, like, hey, tonight is not our night.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't their night.
But the risk that you run now is momentum switching. And as loud and raucous as it was in Dodger Stadium, they looked unfazed. They really looked unfazed. Outside of that Mookie running the bases, was it a triple?
Yeah, when Marsh missed it. Yeah.
That was probably one of their biggest moments in that game. And then the home run when Ranger came in, but they were unfazed by all of that.
Yeah, so Rhea brought up a couple of these moments. There were some moments that we're probably not going to talk about that much today that were important moments, like moments the Dodgers were about to score and the Phillies stopped it. It was that first inning, Hugh, you mentioned it, right? Marsh misplays the ball into a triple for Mookie.
Mm-hmm.
They have man on third, nobody out, and Nola gets out of it with no runs. That was huge. And then later in the game, I think it was the fifth, when Ranger got the double play off of Muncy's bat. I mean, those were two moments where the Dodgers, you figure, are going to score at least in one of those innings. It was neither of them. Huge moments in the game. 215-592-9490. Let's get back to the phone lines, and then I will let you hear what Jimmy Rollins had to say about the Schwarber home run. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
You know, actually, it's endearing this morning. You're excited. I'm excited. We're all excited. What's up, Aaron?
I got to tell you, man, I am feeling like a fat kid walking into an all-you-can-eat buffet. I am a little bit overwhelmed as a sports fan today.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the Fly Guy season opener, an elimination game for the Phillies, and then the Birds are ready to get back on
the
track
birds
against the Giants. What kind of day is this for Philadelphia? Let's go!
It's an all-time kind of day, Aaron. It could be. I think it's only happened 19 times ever where three of the teams, you know, either Sixers or Flyers, obviously, would be the third, have played on the same day. It's huge. I mean, Aaron, it is an incredible day.
Wonderful sports day.
It is. And obviously, the biggest one is tonight out in L.A.
I got a lot on my mind. First of all, in terms of the Fly Guys, Zegras and Mishkov. I don't know how many games they're going to win, but what I'm going to tell you, it is going to be a highlight reel to watch this season. It's going to be so much fun. And then Hugh.
Yes.
Great minds think alike. And say it with me. I believe that we can win. I believe that we can win. I believe that we can win. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we've got to come back down to earth. Because, again, the only thing that the Phillies have been guaranteed today is one more game. And who is it going to be today? Is it going to be Harper? Is it going to be Realmuto? Is it going to be Sanchez? Who is going to be the catalyst that continues this run? And on top of that, it's that time of the week again. Time to circle the wagons, light the fires, put the little ones away. Because this day is the day that Sirianni takes the training wheels off of Petullo's offense and lets him work his magic. Sky Marshall Hurst is going to make an appearance. General Hurst is going to make an appearance. They're going to beat him through the air, through land, through sea. Let's go, Eagles! E-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles! Let's go, Phillies! You can do it!
Aaron, appreciate it, buddy.
Can I just make a suggestion?
To Aaron or everyone?
Well, to the people that like to call in with music.
Yeah.
Don't piss Kyle off. Maybe if you don't, because it sounds
better. I don't think Aaron pissed off today.
Well, I don't think you pissed him off. But you will get more done if you're on Kyle's good side, especially when it comes to the montages and the music.
Yeah.
I'm just messing with Aaron.
That was a good one. That was a good one. It needed music, though.
Actually, maybe it's because I'm in a good mood, you know, off of last night. I liked Aaron's call today.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, no, I mean, it was all right, but I'm saying it was a cappella.
Yeah.
It would probably been better if he had the music behind
Aaron's
him.
The type of guy where it's almost funnier if there's no music in the background.
Just let him yell.
Just let him scream.
Hockey guy Aaron, we found out there, as the Fly Guys start their season tonight down in Florida. We got hockey guy Aaron.
When do they come here? We got to go to some hockey games.
We should go as a show.
Yeah. We should take Bros with us, too, because Bros look like, you know, he probably crack a few beers over his forehead and stuff.
A few, six, yeah. 10, yeah, something like that. I agree with
has
you.
Has to be on a Friday.
Yeah.
Gotta be on a Friday.
Probably best for us and the Flyers if it's a Friday. Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Tyler.
Hey, please don't hang up on me. I'm not going to make y'all mad, Hugh. That was hilarious that you hung up on a caller. I'm like, he was in his bag to start the day.
Yeah, well, I got to say, I feel
like it was not necessary for that today. Tyler,
I wrote
all.
Down, thanks for the call, Hugh, as a potential member of the bracket of 64 Hughes. Thanks for the call, Douglas, over here is a new one.
That when we do that in March, that's got to make the cut, Joe. That's a 6, 7, 8 seed right there.
And a dangerous leading, one. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see them in the first round, for sure.
Oh, man. Excellent show as always, gentlemen. I apologize, first of all. I was on my Amazon route yesterday in the woods of Maryland, and I heard my phone going in and out, and my dad's actually the one who was joking. He said, Hugh, you said I had that cricket.
You got a cricket. That jitterbug.
So I was like, I had to shut that down real quick. I had to say, all right, I'm going to end this call on and talk on y'all when I have more time. So, but hey, I did what I said yesterday, which was I was going to be more mellow during the game.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee Hugh and Jack Daniel Douglas worked.
It's always a good time.
If you not, Hugh, whatever mojo we got to bring it again. Got
to keep it going, man. Got to keep it going.
It makes me so happy to know that we were able to hit them the way that we did. Even, Joe, I know sometimes I get on you for being so nervous, but it's like when it was 3-1, I was going through like every emotion in the book because it just seemed like Kike Hernandez keeps getting on. Teoscar Hernandez keeps getting on. Like in those big moments, the guys came through. And what really gets me excited is the fact that you have your two horses going, these next two, and I'm focused on Game 4. Do not get me wrong. What I am excited about today, because it scared me yesterday, was seeing Duran warm up getting those extra runs. I did not want to see him at all in that game. And you had him at the ready, which is so exciting. And I'm just thinking, because this series has had the off day game, and then this is the only back-to-back. Typically, you would have had Ohtani and Sanchez, and then Snell and Blizzardo.
Right, but they have to use four starters. We only are using three, so it kind of changes that. Mm. Yep.
Yeah, so it's a big edge for us, and I tell you what, because I was going to say this, but Kyle, it is time, brother. Will has pumped us up. Philadelphia! Do you understand what is at stake? It is game four. It is time to do what we do, which is rise from the ashes and continue to represent what the moxie of this city is. We are the fighting Phillies. I take you to a quote that I live by every single day from Rocky II, which is, now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. This Phillies team has given us hope once again. This Phillies team said, we're not going down without a fight. And we are going to stand up and believe, not just hope, we are going to believe that we are going to win. And that is the feeling that I have, that I want each of you to have. This Phillies team, we have suffered again for so long. We have a baseball team capable of winning the whole thing. We are going through the World Champs. Nobody ever said that it was going to be easy. But once again, it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. History will be made. Keep that going. We have our ace on the hill. We have shut down Ohtani and Freeman. We have the horses to get this done. And you best believe that this is the same pattern that will be used for the Eagles beating the Giants tonight. It's a Philadelphia sweep day. We are not losers in this town. We are winners. And you got the sense. Let's get it, Eagles! Let's get it, Bullets! And let's get it, Phillies! Let's go! P-A-I-L-L-I-E-S! The
fire! Oh, ended it with the fightings! Tyler, it's a big phone call there.
That is.
I gotta say, I was feeling the voice was gonna go out halfway through. Yep. He closed strong.
Yep.
Close very strong.
You got another one to go out, too.
I mean,
you start to hear those last few bells in the music. You got to wrap it up.
And my thought process holds up. You got to be cool with the call screener, man. You got to be cool with Kyle. get to
well, there's also a rhythm to this, I think people realize. Like,
yeah, I can't do it on every single phone call.
Right. Like, we got to preserve everyone's eardrums here for 4 hours.
Okay, yeah. I mean, but we did.
You got to know the moment.
We did win an elimination game, though. So I feel like today, if there's any time to do it.
Well, no, hold on.
Because we on borrowed time. This is almost like the Green Mile. Remember, like, when you walk the mile? And, you know, you waiting for that phone call. We still on death watch
yeah,
now.
That phone
you
call could still come at any time.
We're still on death watch. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we're getting to a Game 7 of the World Series, I think anyone could have the music all day.
We celebrate the day, though.
Yeah, we might as well just have it on in the background for the 4 hours of our show.
Might as well on like a nice little underbed. Undertone. Yeah.
So everything is just pump up. Everything said. All right. Let's hear from J-Roll last night talking about the Schwarber home run and what he felt watching it.
You need that as a team that's looking for something to get you up. And it's not the fact that it was a home run. It was a Schwarber bomb.
455.
It sent the message. It's like, we are here. We're here to fight. And like I said, it's one swing. And it's hard to explain. It's a feeling. You catch that ball right, and it's like, there it is. Your posture's there. Your timing's there. The decision that you made, you trusted it, and you executed the plan. And then you saw the Phillies bats not only pick up, but add on. Mm. They put on some runs, and we always talk about this whole postseason, how important it is to keep pressure. They kept adding pressure, but it started with that swing right there.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it did, Hugh. And I like the way that J. Roll framed it. It wasn't just a home run. It was a Schwarbaum, right? The one he hit in the eighth inning, that was a home run. The one he hit when they tied the game 1-1, that was a bomb. It woke everybody up.
Yeah, in his facial expression, though, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, and Rhea pointed out Yamamoto was not happy at himself. Screaming on the mound.
I didn't see that, but I would love
to
go back and see that.
I think he was mad at the location because that was a terrible pitch by him. I mean, mm-hmm. he left that ball right over the plate, and Schwarber connected perfectly. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's going on?
Good morning, Jeff. Well, good morning, Jeff, and we say goodbye to Jeff.
Oh, that was something you did. Hang on.
He just threw you under the bus.
I did it. Passing the buck.
My fault. Actually, let's just blame Hugh. He's hanging up on callers today, so it's probably Hugh's fault.
He's back.
Let's grab Jeff in Wilmington. Jeff, that Hugh's just got
a heavy
finger today on the call board. What's up, Jeff?
Don't talk bad about me. I can still hear you, even though you thought you heard
me. Oh. What's up, Jeff?
Just saying. Yeah, man, what a game. You know, I was not in favor of starting Nola, but I think Topper said something the other day that kind of made it make sense. Nola's never come out of the bullpen, but Ranger has.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I'm pretty sure he just told Nola to go out there, dude, empty it for, you know, one round through the lineup.
Well, yeah, and you know, when you think about really what it was in effect, it was substituting Nola – instead of Robertson or Kirkering in the seventh, because really the objective is to get the ball as close to possible as to Duran. Obviously, they didn't need him because the runs came in the eighth, but that's really what it did. But by starting Ranger where he started him, they were able to get through the seventh that way.
And the top three guys showed up. And that answer back by Schwarber, not only was it a home run, it was a monster shot. And that really, I think that got the guys going and they did something they haven't been doing, and they were laying off all the junk, and they were being much more selective at the plate. And that, I think that made the biggest difference than hitting all the way around.
Yeah, you know, that I thought that inning, particularly the inning where they got the runs and then Schwarber at the home run, Jeff, I thought it started to be different then, because in the first inning, right, Trey tried to bunt. That didn't work. Schwarber swung at the first pitch. It felt like but then Harper walked in that first inning. I thought the tie started to turn. But the home run by Schwarber, he took the first two pitches, got ahead in the count, and that's when the whole thing started to turn around.
Harper took a gamble on going to third.
It's a good way to describe it.
sometimes you got to do that. Well, sometimes you got to do that to put the pressure on the other team.
Yeah.
And I think the pressure is on the Dodgers because they are at home. And, you know, it worked out for us.
Well, I know I agree. Jeff, I agree with that. And look, Jeff, good phone call, man. Hugh, we can go back to the base running by Bryce. When I saw him turn second, I was like, I don't know, man. You're barely getting around second as the center field is picking the ball up. This feels like a mistake. And then
it worked out.
It looked like it was going to be bang, bang. As the throw came in, I was like, he's going to probably be out, but it skipped away. And it was like, wow, this couldn't have worked out any better. He gets a free run. Boom gets the third. But you watch him running around second. You're like, Bryce.
What the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
It's almost like when a quarterback scrambled around in the backfield and then he throws a touchdown. And you're like, no, yes.
Or like a three-point shooter shoots it from way long distance. Yeah, you're like, no. Yeah, oh, great shot. Good idea. That was awesome there. Ken and Cinnamon sits up. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
So I think an early favorite for a one seed in the bracket next year is definitely a 1-800-GAMBLER here.
Yeah, if he's still around by then, we may need a bigger intervention, because that was quite a story.
And, you know, I mean, we've all been taking our shots at Topper and the terrible decision-making over the last, you know, several weeks, months, whatever. But just when you think Rob Thompson is a bad manager, Dave Roberts says, hold my beer. I mean, I really think that, like, Dave Roberts wants to come back to Philadelphia. Like, maybe he left something in his hotel room and he wants to go to Lost and Found and see if he can get it back. I mean, there's no legitimate reason why he would be
saving Ohtani for a game five that he shouldn't want to get to, especially when you've got Blake Snell locked and loaded to pitch in a game five if you need to. So this is like, it makes zero sense to me. He's on the exact same rest as Sanchez, but I'm fine with it. I mean, it's a two TV evening for me here, and I can't wait to settle in and watch them both. That home run that Schwarber hit last night, that was an 8-run home run. It on the score sheet, it's a solo shot, but that was an 8-run home run. That was 3 weeks of frustration at missing everything, unloaded on a baseball that when you're already as strong as Kyle Schwarber is, that is like, yeah, like, and that it really, I don't know if it's going to turn the series around, so I'm not going to go that far. I mean, we'll see what happens tonight. They still have to win game four to get to game five. But, you know, if it gets into a situation where we have to rely on Dave Roberts to make managerial decisions, Dave Roberts is just as capable of handing this series to the Phillies as Rob Thompson is of handing the series to the Dodgers.
Ken, so, I agree with that. And I started following a couple of Dodgers, like, you know, media stuff, because I just want to see, you know, when they put up the stuff on the post game. And I saw some of the responses last night because I was watching Roberts' post game, and the comments from obviously Dodgers fans on it, they were losing their minds at some of his stuff. I mean, what you're talking about, leaving Kershaw in to just let that game get far away from them. Yeah, I mean, he's obviously had a lot of success, but he has these moments where he lets teams back in, and he let the Phillies back in.
With the guys he's got in that dugout, it would be almost impossible not to win without that team.
Of course.
So, and look, the last thing I'll say about the laundry and the washing guy, let's all be thankful that George Costanza is not the assistant to the traveling secretary on this team. So we don't have to look at the Phillies running out in the cotton uniforms that have shrunk because they had to wash them overnight, and they wind up losing because the assistant to the traveling secretary bought some cotton uniforms. So.
That would be a disaster. Ken, man, enjoy tonight. Good phone call. The one thing, to Ken's point on Ohtani, I don't know if he's ever started on regular rest. We can go look, but like, think about his career as a pitcher, right? He pitched once a week in Japan. He's had injuries here. They just brought him back in July. He started pitching, and then they started building him up. I have to go look. If I had to guess, I don't know if he's ever pitched on just a normal rest. They probably always build an extra day in for him.
And then Snell would be on short rest, right?
If you mean tonight? Yeah, he would be on short rest tonight. And, but I think Ken's point
I'm
was...
I'm talking about... I thought Snell would be Saturday.
No, but his point was... Why not Ohtani tonight, Snell Saturday?
Oh.
Instead, Snell's not going to start again in the series, right? Because it's going to be Glasnow, right. Ohtani. Now, I think Snell is going to come out of that bullpen Saturday night.
Yeah, but that's regular rest for Snell. I'm trying to do the...
Yeah, that would be regular rest for Snell. Yeah,
but he's back on the road again. I know we didn't get him first time, but, you know.
No, but his point was, tonight should be a rematch of game one. It's not. They're going four starters in a five-game series.
Just,
we're going three.
Just looking for reasons that we're going to win this.
Well, I like that. I mean, tonight, the Phillies are in the advantage, pitching-wise. There's no question in my mind.
Like
Sanchez and Glasnow. Again, Glasnow's a good pitcher, but I think, without question, Sanchez, you know, had a better season than him. 215-592-9494. All right, we're reacting to the win yesterday that extended the Phillies season at least for another night. Can they force a game five? We'll hear from the Dodgers next. Some of the stuff Ken was just hitting on. Are they starting to feel the pressure a little bit now? You'll hear what Robert said and Kike Hernandez, Mookie Betts, what those guys said after the game about the pressure. That's all coming up. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, check the game film. A third of your life is spent in bed. If your mattress isn't elite, you're losing time of possession. Get it right, everybody, at the Mattress Warehouse. Right now, you can save up to 60% store-wide and get your choice of free box spring or a free adjustable base. If I were you, I'd probably go with the adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Want to upgrade your sleep without blowing the cap? That line right there is crazy to me anyway. Mattress Warehouse is clearing out the floor, and these deals are designed to save you serious cash. Hit the floor model clearance event and save big while supplies last. And for a limited time, save up to $600 on premium Stearns & Foster and Sealy Posturepedic Elite mattresses, plus an extra $200 off that adjustable base that I was talking about. But act fast because these deals only last till October 21st. Plus, don't sleep on 0% interest financing, plus Mattress Warehouse signature 1 year, lowest price guarantee, and 100% comfort guarantee. Do what I did and upgrade with a total confidence at the Mattress Warehouse. Find a store nearest you at mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey.
You feeling good, Hugh?
I feel pretty good today.
You ready to see those powder blues again tomorrow night?
Powder
tonight?
Blues, yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We'll get them washed and dried, folded.
Yeah, by the wash people.
Back to the stadium. 6:08 first pitch tonight, which means it's a 3:08 local time out there. We dealing with shadows tonight? I hadn't thought about that.
Why'd you have to
well, I mean, are both teams dealing with shadows tonight?
But we know that this is only a Phillies problem.
Are you talking about, what was that? Bone, right? Was it Bone? No, Bone had the problem with the camera.
Them. Yeah.
They had 19 strikeouts in the first game against Mackenzie Gore because they couldn't see with the shadows.
So I was listening, I actually thought about this last night because I was listening to the Cubs and Brewers last night, mm-hmm. and that game was, you know, in the window that tonight's Phillies game will be, like that 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock range.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking on the Cubs broadcast last night about the shadows at Wrigley Field. So I guess we could have some shadows. How about get an early lead and then get a bunch of strikeouts and get the hell out of there and get back to Philadelphia? 215-592-9494. All right, before we get back to everyone's phone calls here, we got a lot to discuss the rest of the way as we start looking forward to tonight, game number 4. Are the Dodgers starting to feel a little pressure? That certainly feels like. Let's hear from some of those guys last night after the game. Mookie Betts. Let's start with Mookie postgame.
Mookie being like, you know, the mental part of this game, you guys are still up 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, the consensus of this interview feels like we're eliminated. So I think we have to understand that we're still up 2-1. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on us to play the game, but, you know, that's pressure is a privilege, and just to go out and play it.
You heard that. Pressure's a privilege.
Yeah.
I heard that.
It also seemed like he was not thrilled with the line of questioning.
I mean, but it's a valid question.
No, I know, but the way he says, like, well, you guys are talking like we just got eliminated.
Well, and the reason why I say it's a valid question, for him to be upset about it, they're obviously feeling some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And, shout out to the lady that sent me Yamamoto's when he was yelling on the mound. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool. There's something to be said about you winning the game the way that they won and for them to feel that pressure that immediate. It's hard to close a team out. That's a fact. Even in, you hear that in basketball all the time. It's hard to close a team out. And you knew that the Phils were going to come out and fight. But for you to have that level of frustration, knowing that you're in control, that's telling to me.
Yeah.
That's telling because you might feel like, you know, this thing has turned for the worse for you.
The funny part is we're kind of where we probably were expected to be
as far as
2-1 Dodgers going to game 4. I mean, we kind of blew game 2 at the end mm-hmm. and with a real chance to win the game. And then I think if it was 1-1 and they won game 3, none of us would have been super surprised, right? They're back at home.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of evened out. I mean, like, we're back now. Now we got a series and now we got Sanchez on the mound.
Yeah.
And we have the advantage.
It's
tonight.
No longer win 3 games in a row.
It's win 1. And then it's a winner take all. That's win it. 1. Just win a game. All right. Who else we got here? We got Kike Hernandez. What do you have to say after the game?
Every pitch tonight, they're playing like there's no tomorrow because there's literally no tomorrow for them. So for us, it's about coming out the same way. That's a team that we don't want to let get hot. That team can, you know, get hot and run through a month like it's like before you know it. So for us, it's just about a matter of, you know, setting the tone early, you know, trying to punch first and try to keep adding on to where, you know, we bury them. But a team that dangerous, you don't want to give them any signs of life and any signs of hope.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
That's telling.
Uh-oh, Kike's feeling it.
That's telling.
Mm-mm.
I mean, because it's true. Because when you talked about this series and they said it at the beginning of the game, you know, your 3 biggest hitters before that game didn't do a whole lot.
Yep.
And they woke up. Now, the flip side of that, your guys really haven't did a whole lot of damage. He's the Dodger guys.
Well, Otani's been silent, basically.
Yeah. So it's a fact. And it just looks like last night, I think that's what I heard when you hear him talking. You're worried about the momentum shift
mm-hmm.
from last night. That was a hell of an outing. I mean, you know, and then for me, at the end of the game, when you saw the mistakes that the Dodgers made in outfield, that's kind of what we looked like when we were here. So you have a chance tonight if you can just keep the pressure on. You got a chance.
Yeah, and they have and this is the first starting pitcher the Dodgers are going to throw out there that the Phillies really could get to. They got to Yamamoto last night. I just thought that they did a good job. I didn't think Yamamoto was terrible. They just they got to him a little bit. They couldn't get to Snell. They couldn't get to Ohtani. They can get to Glass now. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they got him. I mean, he's good and he's talented, certainly, but he can give four runs in the third or fourth inning. All right, let's hear one more. Max Muncy last night.
We want to finish this tonight, and we don't want to let anything slip away from us. And that's one of those things where when you talk about momentum, if you don't finish it tonight, you feel like it's slipping away. And that's definitely not something that you want to have happen.
I mean, they're talking this thing into existence here. I mean, we're going to rev all these up heading into Saturday. I mean, for them, obviously, they hope it doesn't matter what they say last night because they think they're going to win tonight. But hear that? I mean, it sounds like they realize the gravity of now the situation. They let the Phillies back in, and if they don't win tonight, they're going to be in some troubles here Saturday.
Yeah, that's what it is, Joe. And it feels like that from you talk about, you know, when Yamamoto was out there having his meltdown on the mound to what they're saying. They have a tremendous amount of respect for this team, and they had them against the ropes. Now it's like it's up in the air.
It really does feel like the momentum has shifted.
Totally. It does.
And it's just crazy.
An early lead tonight for the Phillies, that place is going to get tight. The way that it got tight here when the Dodgers went up a couple nights ago. Yep. Let's go.
I also think if we get this to game five, we will see the best environment that we've seen at Citizens Bank Park in a long time. Oh,
yeah, it's a different kind of environment.
Completely different. Yeah. We might get that edge back. Like, we're about to take this thing. Yeah. We're going to do it.
Because it goes from we're supposed to win to we were dead and you let us back. You gave us life again. Now we're going to crush you.
What
Will,
was that quote said? Don't let us win this game.
That's right.
They
let the Phillies back in. Will in South Philly. What's up, Will?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all feeling today?
What's up, Will?
We're feeling good, Will. How you feeling?
I am feeling great. And I watched the postseason. Hey, I haven't called you guys in a minute. I know the last time that we talked, we had a good conversation. Chiu, I know you don't remember, but I was your therapist. I calmed you down. You was sparking up that morning, and Will from South Philly came in and calmed you down, and you said, thank you, Will. So now I'm saying you're welcome.
Well, thank you, Will. Thank you.
But Hugh, sometimes I'll be listening to this radio show, bro, and Hugh, they be going in too deep to the white meat. And Hugh, I know that you are calmed down now. You're more of a, you know, renaissance man. But then, Hugh, you go to 100. Hugh, my brother, I don't want you to lose it. I want you to calm down. I want you to stay at peace.
He doesn't want you in HR.
I haven't been in HR in a couple weeks.
Yeah. A couple weeks?
Well, I haven't. Like,
Hugh, calm down.
I said that. That's not
way
like,
sooner than I would have hoped.
It's
been a couple weeks. I haven't seen HR lady in a couple weeks.
I haven't.
I love your personality and your sense of humor.
Well, thank you.
But I know because I can sense it because in some ways I'm the same way. Sometimes you'd be like, oh my God, he about to dip out.
Nah, I'm good.
Good. That's what I want to hear, my brother.
Talk to the HR lady.
You know what? I want to make 2 points. And I really want to make my Eagles point, so let me make my Phillies point real quick.
Okay.
Hey, man, I was concerned. I was concerned about Topper, and I was concerned about my man on the mound starting the first two innings because I was like,
Nola.
If this don't work out, Topper is out of here without no question, and it happened to work out really good for him. He had a plan, and I'm glad that he executed that plan. I really believe, man, that we're having a great conversation Thursday, but tomorrow can be a different day.
Oh, yeah, we know. We're not, you know, the reality of the situation is this. We're still looking at elimination. Mm-hmm. But today exactly. We celebrate life. I mean, that's a fact. You celebrate life because you're still alive.
Absolutely.
And I'm with it. I'm with it. But at the same time that we had a bad weekend for Philly, we haven't had this bad of a weekend in a long time. The Eagles lost. The Phillies lost. But guess what? We can rectify that situation with one game tonight because they both play on the same night. We come out there and beat the Giants, not just beat them, but what they ask. And we come out there and beat the LA Dodgers and bring it back to Philly.
Yeah, that's a different animal.
Man. Appreciate the phone call and helping Hugh out there. Only a couple weeks since HR.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
Called you in the office?
Yeah, it was a couple
weeks. All right, a little programming note tonight because we got a lot going on, obviously. So the Phillies tonight, if you are going to listen to the Phils game, if you're going to be moving around, obviously it starts at 6, so a lot of people are still going to be probably heading home. The Phillies game tonight can be heard 103.9 KYW or 1210 WPHT. That's where the Phils game will be. Hugh, of course, the Eagles game tonight will be right here at 94 WIP. So, you know, we know it's just, you know, habit. You go to the Phils game, you go to WIP. It's not on WIP tonight because we have the Eagles on WIP. Someone's got to move over. So to our sister stations, KYW and WPHT will be airing the Phillies game tonight. All right, let's go to Casey up next on WIP. Hey, Casey.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Casey, we're doing well. How are you feeling?
Hey, Casey.
Oh, I'm feeling so good. We are so back. I mean, I've got a few points to make. I think that Glasnow, he looks just like Oppenheimer. So
he really does. Barber, he does look like him.
You mean the, right? the
Peaky Blinders guy? Yeah. Same Cillian Murphy,
yes.
Cillian Murphy.
He looks like a big version of him. Yep. Does,
Exactly. So we need Schwarber to hit another nuke off him. That would be huge.
You get it here, the new Oppenheimer.
My second point is, with all this Mark Sanchez talk in the news.
How are we getting Mark Sanchez? How are we here?
Well, she brought it up.
No, you're good.
I mean, we did talk about it on Monday.
Yeah, I'm just saying that we didn't talk about it.
And you've been hanging around with Mark.
The only Sanchez for me right now is Christopher. He's going to lock it down. We're going to win tonight. And Phillies in 5. And Hugh?
Yes.
You need to hammer the Philly special parlay ASAP.
The special parlay? I need to do the parlay?
I think you mean all three teams tonight? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Flyers money line, Eagles money line, Phillies money line. Casey, good phone call there.
I'll take that one.
How about that? Mark Sanchez has gone from, oh, yeah, I remember him. He's a good broadcaster now, to just a joke in the matter of three.
Man, he beat that old man up, man.
Oh, those pictures were rough. I don't know what's going to be. And by the way, the guy who got beat up by Sanchez.
No, he's suing everybody named Mama.
Not just suing Mark Sanchez, suing Fox. That's a big money coming to that guy.
I was just going to put that parlay in. I forgot I hit two-legger yesterday, Hugh.
Oh,
so
I'm
on a roll.
Are you vibrating a different frequency?
Just my third eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got me on that one.
Didn't even have to cross state lines to cash out of that one.
I had to go state lines.
Yeah. Cubs-Tigers money line.
Did you write down the number, Hugh? 1-800.
Gambler. I mean, I say it every day. Yeah.
Obviously, it's not getting through.
Do you?
No, I just was like, I wanted to cash out and see what I got.
The Phillies are underdogs.
What is it? What are we getting? Plus 108?
Well, plus 110, but the Dodgers are minus 130. Sanchez Glasnow, that's surprising. Maybe it's home. I don't know, but.
Yeah. No,
it feels like the pitching matchup is like heavily in our favor.
I would think so, too. Now they didn't use all their leverage guys, right? No Sheehan, no Sasaki last night. Right. But we didn't use Duran. Yep, I mean,
that's right.
We're gonna get the best. Like, there's no Kershaws or Taiwans tonight. Like, look, tonight is unless something goes weird, it's gonna be a game where the best pitchers each team has are used.
We were heavy underdogs yesterday.
That's right. And look what happened.
So we got the flyers. We're taking flyers. We're gonna take the flyers tonight.
What do you think, Kyle?
Got to, come on.
Yeah, we got to.
Why? What's
it's
that?
A must win for the Flyers, by the way.
I think it's more of a can't lose. It's opening night. So what's that number on a three-leg the Philly special tonight?
Let's cook it up.
And we got to put all three together here. We're going Eagles money line or the number?
Of course,
money line. Wait a minute,
money line's weak.
It is weak.
We have to kick the Giants' ass.
I agree with you. But do we trust this offense to win by margin? This Eagles offense?
It's not that. It's I trust the Giants' offense and defense to stink.
Well, they suck.
I trust the Giants to stink.
All right, so we drop in the 7.5.
I'm
on
doing
the Eagles?
7.5.
Okay.
And then the Flyers one, if you throw that in, let's see. We will get, the Flyers are plus 176.
Ooh, we're getting two plus monies on
here. That's plus 1031.
A 10 to 1?
Hey, wait a minute. Are we going to do that? Are we going to throw in the parlay, sweeten the pot a little bit? Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown? Can we do
that? See, this is how you have, this is why, this
you're
is
getting greedy.
1-800
you're getting
gambling.
Greedy.
Wait a minute, because I like even numbers. 4 is better than 3.
I know, but you know what this is?
No way to bet.
I already know how this is going
to
play
that's
out.
That's no way to gamble. I like how, even numbers.
Four, yeah, because 4 is better than 3.
This isn't the lottery,
this
dude.
This is how the sharps do it. They just.
No, I'm saying, though.
So here's, I know what's going to happen already. If we put the Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown score in, Phillies are going to win, right? That game starts at 6. Flyers are going to win that. What time does the Flyers start? 7? Around 7:15 tonight?
Yes.
Okay. So the last game's the Eagles. They're going to be up 10 in the fourth quarter. Jalen has not scored a touchdown yet, and you're crossing state lines to go to Pennsylvania to cash out of the parlay.
Okay, so take I had AJ Brown in an anytime touchdown too. So take that out.
Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But it's unbalanced. Hugh, now my parlay is unbalanced.
But it's 10-1. Balance that.
It's unbalanced.
It's unbalanced because it's only three. I need one more.
You need either a therapist, an intervention, or lessons.
Yeah.
You
know, I'm just saying. It's
all three, maybe. Yeah. Let's go to Bill in Glassboro as Hugh figures this out. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Kyle, you don't have to cue music up for me. I'm the change of pace call.
Okay. All right, Bill, we can just change up. Yeah, well, Sanchez is going to throw a lot of them tonight. Bill, what do you got for us?
I got two words for you guys. Let's go.
Let's go, Bill. What are you feeling today?
I'm feeling really good. I'll tell you what. I owe you an apology and my wife because yesterday – they both said that the Phillies were going to win because of their powder blue unis, and my wife actually said Hugh's right, so she wanted to say hi to you, Hugh.
Tell her
hey,
I said
Hugh.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am awesome. The Phillies won last night.
Let me tell you, they look so good in those powder blue unis. I'm just saying, it was a nice, refreshing change for them. I think they need to stick with those right now.
Yeah, they do. As a matter of fact, they have no choice. They're going to wear them tonight. So yeah, there's that.
Hey guys.
Yes.
On a more statistical note here, I'm feeling really good about tonight for a few reasons. One, the pressure is back on them, and you could tell that last night.
Mm-hmm.
All those mistakes in the field that we were making in the first two games, once we hit that big bomb and started putting on some tack on runs. They were committing all kinds. They were kicking the ball around in the outfield, overthrowing bases. They were rattled. But the other thing I like about tonight is Glasnow. He throws his fastball, I think, 41% of the time. And our left-handed hitters, they are one of the top teams in the league against righties throwing fastballs. So, and the last time we faced Glasnow and he was a starter, I think we knocked him out in the third inning. He gave up five runs.
Yeah, I think it was the game here in April. It was raining, and he was a big baby about the mud in his spikes. I mean, he
was crying.
We can rattle him, Bill. He's obviously talented, but he can be rattled tonight.
Yes, he can.
Bill, good phone call, and we appreciate you and your wife calling in. Thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Enjoy tonight, guys. Let's go, Phil. Enjoy
Yoo-hoo.
It. We appreciate it. How about that? A little family call?
Yeah, the powder blues.
Yeah. You really resonated the powder blues.
I did. It did. Yeah. It resonated with me because it's like I said, there's a lot of history in those powder blues.
You know, the last time they wore them on the road in the postseason was 1983.
Yeah, history. Yeah. That's what I meant, man. And it might not mean something to other people, but it has to mean something to them. You know, and I'm pretty sure that there was probably some conversation about the last time that powder blues were worn and things of that. So, yeah, it definitely resonates with the players.
So one thing for tonight with the Glasnow matchup, and we'll start looking ahead to the game tonight, he's a guy that relies on chase. Like, tonight's a night where the Phillies need to be really disciplined. He will walk batters, but, Hugh, he throws a lot of stuff that looks like a strike, and then it drops out of the zone. This is one of those where, like, the old Phillies, and we all want to believe and think they're different. The old Phillies would swing and miss at a lot of junk from Tyler Glasnow. This is one, let him throw balls. Let him rack his pitch count up and get out of the game in the fifth inning because he's walking the ballpark. He will walk people, but Hugh, he wants you to swing at bad pitches. That's what Tyler Glasnow does. We need Trey, like the more of our free swingers, Castellanos tonight, they need to be disciplined and not swing at the junk from Tyler Glasnow. So throw it. Terrence in Springfield is up. Hey, Terrence.
Terrence.
Is this what y'all wanted to see?
Yes, Terrence.
Is this what y'all wanted to see, man? The Phillies had their Jalen Hurts moment. Man, we got all the momentum right now, man. This is the first time I saw them look loose in an elimination game. They didn't look tight. And, guys, if we win this series right now, as he was saying, we got the powder blues, man. The mystique about them uniforms, man, I think we're like 9-1, they said, on the broadcast last night.
Mm.
And to me, I feel like the Phillies, they wanted to wear them. They wanted that. They wanted this pressure, man. And I can respect the heart. I can respect out these guys, man. Because, guys, we got two more wins. One more win tonight to bring it back home, man. But, guys, Aaron Nola pitched masterful last night. Ranger Suarez, masterful last night. And this series, guys, our big bats have woken up, man. We got home runs. We got stolen bases yesterday. That was a total complete team win yesterday. And we had Topper pulling all the strings last night. We saw Topper wasn't getting caught up in the moment, making those costly decisions that cost us the game. The whole team looked loose yesterday. They were in attack mode. And guys, they looked locked in from the start of the game to the end of the game. Now, I don't want to give the Phillies no excuses, guys, but I felt like playing these three games in a row, they got a momentum. They got a flow now because the layoff, it does something to batters, man. Like the batters, they have like they get like, you know, they don't get the timing down. So it's not an excuse for them. To me, we feel like the better team out of this series. We could easily be up in the series, guys, if a couple things swung our way. But guys, you hit the key moment right last now. This guy can be rattled. Joe, you just said he was complaining about the rain last time.
Yeah, he's a big baby.
Like a
yeah, punk, yeah, he's a baby.
A punk ass.
Yeah, exactly.
We
yes.
win tonight, guys. Okay. We win tonight. The Dodgers will get bungholitis. I believe they will start to get tight in this series.
Now we're talking, Terrence. Terrence, good phone call, buddy, as the Phillies have changed and flipped the momentum. Ava Graham's got an event tonight.
Ava.
She's joining us. Ava,
the Saber.
What a night we got tonight.
It is going to be crazy tonight. So you could join me for a Bud Light away game watch party tonight at Harleysville Hotel, 496 Main Street in Harleysville, PA. You have a chance to win tickets to the next Birds home game and other prizes, plus cheer on the Phillies at the same time. That's tonight, 7:15 p.m. I'll be there at the Harleysville Hotel. Fly, you'll fly.
And bring go Phils. Go Phils.
Bring the bell, right?
We
go
got
Phils.
It.
It's going to be a good time. Thanks, guys.
You got it, Ava. Join Ava tonight for her event. All right, we got a lot coming up here. Phillies take game three. They have life. And we got another game tonight. All right, I want to get to another win the Phillies got late in the game last night. And you might have been dozing off when this happened, but it doesn't show up in the box score, but I thought it's something that happened last night late in the game that gives them a way better chance of winning tonight's game. We'll hit that. Your phone calls as well. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Fall is here. As a matter of fact, it was kind of cold this morning. You know what that means? It's time for comfort food and tailgates. Nothing brings heat to your table like Hatfield Recipe Essentials Chorizo. Picture this, people. Cheesy chorizo dip bubbling on the table or in a pot of hearty chili on the crisp, cold days, game days, as a matter of fact. With Hatfield, you're getting flavor you can trust because they put better care into every step for better pork on your plate. Find recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.